Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Time now for our opening commodity market report. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. construction spending rose in March for the first time in 6 months, edging up 0.3%. The gain contrasted with analysts' forecasts of a 1.5% drop in spending. Private construction slipped by 0.1%, mostly from a 4.2% decrease in residential building. However, public construction, which had tapered off in winter, increased by 1.1% in March and 1.3% in February. Most of the boost came from state and local governments, where spending rose 1.3% in March. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8380 is up 167 points. The NASDAQ 1747 is up 28.5. And the S&P 500 is at 895, and it is up 18.5 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Taking a look at how the markets resumed trade on this Monday morning in Kansas City, July wheat open at 6:12, down 2.75 on the open. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:56, down 1.25 on the open. July 5.69, down 1. September 5.94.5, down 2. December 6.16, down 2.5 on the open. May corn opened at 4.04, down 2.25 on the open. July 4.11, down 2.75. September 4.19.25, down 3.5. December 4.29.5, down 3.75. March of 2010, 4.42, down 3. May 4.40.25, down 4.25. July 4.56.5, down 5.25 on the open. May soybeans open at 11.25, up 23 on the open. July 11.16, up 25. August 10.78, up 19. September 10.28, up 17. November 9.85, up 14. January 2010, 9.88, up 14.25. March 9.89, up 16 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.62, up 8.30 on the open. July 3.47.50, up 5.50. May soybean oil open at 38.20, up 87 on the open. July 38.55, up 80. June live cattle open at 82.15, up 5 on the open. May feeders, 97.30, down 15. May lean hogs open at 57.30, down 1.17.5 on the open. June, 64.90, down 67.5. And May pork bellies open at 78 even, up 20 on the open. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel. He is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
All I can say for old crop soybeans is wow.
Unbelievable. China continues to buy, and if you tell China not to buy, they're not going to listen to you because they're wanting to keep buying until we get their reserves built back up. And ideas are they could be a buyer clear into June. They continue to chase the market here, and we'll see how these sales continue to go. But with Argentina out of the export business as far as whole beans go, it keeps U.S. in the mix here and Brazil in the mix here to supply the Asian market with the beans. But there's ideas that our bean inventory could be drawn down close to 100 million bushels when it's all said and done. And we're in a sort of a position here where we're going to have to keep the old crop bean prices higher here, if not go quite a bit higher here, to sort of ration the supply that we have left here in the U.S., Dave.
I wouldn't think that 11.15 would ration beans all the way if we're down to 100 or less.
Well, yeah, there's ideas we can run beans on up to the $12 benchmark basis, the lead chart. When you figure shipping and so forth to Asia, that puts them quite a bit higher for them, but they're wanting to secure inventories and have some reserve on hand. So how high is, we'll see here, but the risk is once this Asian business subsides in here and they quit buying, we could be in virtual free fall for several days.
Now, is new crop along for the ride?
We believe so. We feel the new crop beans are being pulled higher. We feel there's additional 2 to 3 million acres of beans that's going to show up here down the road. Also, too, once Asia secures their inventories, it's going to be awful hard to stimulate world demand again for beans. So new crop beans are vulnerable here longer term.
Do you think that we take a look at the January high before they start their free fall or China stops buying?
That's hard to say. I mean, China's going to do what China wants to do. And what they're going to do is going to be awful hard to predict here. I imagine here on the short term, today's high is going to catch you here for a few days. We had a lot of emotional buying on the open here and overnight, anxiety to get in. So our best guess is beans are probably vulnerable to a 20 to 30 cent pullback here over the short term.
Yeah, it looked like it was new longs entering the marketplace.
Well, that's the thing. Chase the market. And, you know, you have to keep an eye on volume and open interest, not only on a daily scale, but a weekly scale here. Also, too, you know, we're starting the new month here, and there's ideas some investment money can come in and get positioned. But however, though, our sources tell us that a lot of these hedge funds and equity traders have missed the equity rally in here and are finding themselves chasing the equities, trying to get back into the equities market, and it's put the grain market on hold here as they try to reposition themselves in the Dow.
Turn your attention to corn, which has not been quite as stellar.
Well, kind of a follower here. Mm-hmm. When you look at world inventories, and especially inventories here in the U.S., a 1.7 billion bushel corn carryout seems to be adequate. When you visit with producers, what we've found is guys have sold out of beans and they still got corn. You know, they're wishing beans would pull corn higher to get out from some underneath this corn, so there's plenty of old supplies around. Then, too, when you look at the planting progress report, we're actually going to probably come in ahead of a year ago levels as a nation. I know some guys have not turned a wheel in some areas, but a year ago at this time, we were only 27% planted. And this afternoon's progress is expected to be 35 to 39% as a nation versus 50% average.
Are perceptions or expectations growing in the marketplace that in the second half of this year we're going to be into an inflationary phase?
Well, that's good media publicity. We already saw inflation, I feel. You know, you had $4 gas, you had $148 crude oil, you had almost $8 corn, you had $16 beans. If that's inflation, I don't know what is. Then, too, if you think about the big picture, how can you run this stuff up? I mean, the world said no to those higher prices, and we went into deflation. And, two, when you look at who has money, you know, the average person doesn't have a whole lot of money to throw at it. Inflation is a whole lot of money chasing a few products, and that's probably going to happen sometime down the road, but I think it's a little further down the road than what you think, because we got to get more money into people's hands.
So a little bit more patience and then the inflationary phase.
Well, we've had inflation. I mean, you know, I look at my insurance bill and I look at what we've done in the past. It's always been there. It's just how the government massages the numbers for, say, as a whole. Hyperinflation It's not going to happen, I don't think. Economy, you go back to Econ 101, you're putting more money in the system, but until that trickles down to the small guy. And plus, too, we've had some awful big holes to fill. We had some big negative numbers, and sort of like dumping dirt into a big hole. You got to fill up that hole first because there's a lot of losses out there to cover up yet.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
July wheat in Kansas City at 603.5, down 11.25. July wheat at the Board of Trade at 555.75, down 14.25. July corn, 408 and down 5.75. And July beans, 11.05, up 14.25. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.